And we're on.
We are. This is official. This is first broadcast.
It's legit. It's happening. This is for real. No more fucking around. I mean, messing around.
But we have a simple rule.
Are we going to be explicit?
You had a simple rule and you've ruined it in the first 30 seconds of the podcast. Well, I was just like, I don't know, we can use the S word. Just don't say the F word. Just don't. Well, I can say it now because you've said it. Oh, no, I don't want like a million bleeps, but...
I think the word fuck is a beautiful word.
And so, I'm Rin.
No, we need to discuss this before we get into names.
My name is Rin. All right. I like sitting quietly in the dark.
I am Envy, and I like to say the word fuck. I think it is a beautiful word. And
she likes to make life harder.
When said correctly, I think it brings great emphasis to the conversation.
It has a real gravitas it does, to it. It's like, one of those few words that real still
people know you're angry.
Has a meaning.
It can mean a lot of things as well. It's a very versatile word. This is the lovely Rin, my good buddy. We've known each other for...
Too long.
Too long, but... Grade 3.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Grade 3 or third grade for our American listeners. We're Australian.
Assuming we get any listeners, that's the thing.
We will get listeners. Stay with it. Just be hopeful.
We have one follower on Twitter.
We have a Twitter follower. Not sure of the young man's name right at this
we
second.
Did have one follower, but I think you offended him.
I think I did offend him.
And he ran away. But we have a new one now.
Or it could be he followed me, expected me to follow him back, and was like, phew.
Actually, I think his name is Kobe, but spelled with a Y.
Legit?
Not Kobe IE. I think that is legit.
So Kobe Smulders Kobe?
Maybe. It could be, but no, it's spelled differently. Unless he's trying to trick us. Spell it differently.
Secret partner and
no one will know.
Kobe Smulders, who spent a good portion of the day talking about.
Yes. So, what have we done today? We played matchmakers, and we went to sushi, and we bought some tea, and a teapot, and cups. And
when you say we, though, you don't mean we, because I don't think you opened your wallet the whole night.
Didn't I pay for sushi?
And you pay for your sushi.
Yeah.
Some of it.
Oh, yeah.
I got to pay for 2 plates. You got her to pay for, like, 4.
No, I got her to... Oh, I did, didn't I? We go to a sushi train weekly, and I don't know, for a majority of people who haven't been to... Sushi train, you get different coloured plates, and they're all different prices.
Oh, there's sugar at the bottom of my cup. It didn't dissolve, it just pretended to have dissolved, but because it was in a cube, I was like, the cube's gone, but the sugar's still there.
That's good.
Sorry to derail you.
Thank you. Quality. This is what we bring to the show, quality.
I'm going to drink all this tea.
Alright, so, yes. Basically, we had a friend, and I gave her all my expensive plates, and I paid for my 2 really cheap plates.
During happy hour, so you got 30% off.
Oh,
as
yeah,
well.
30% off my
drink. Did you pay for your own drink?
Yes, I did. I'm not that cheap.
Okay.
Did we do our introductions, or did I say we were going to do them and we didn't?
We did. Oh, I did an introduction to me.
You like to sit in the dark.
Oh, yeah, that's what I put on our blog. I like to sit quietly in the dark.
But is that true?
At the time, I was sitting quietly in the dark.
Yeah, but did you like doing it?
I was very happy. I was making a blog.
Yeah.
I was, listening
which
to music.
Which you guys can visit.
Which you totally can visit, and I will put it in the podcast description for you to just... visit.
What is...
That was me making a clicking motion with my fingers.
Well, our listeners can't actually
see
that.
If you have an iPad, it would be more like a...
A what?
Like a swishing.
Oh, good. Because remember, they can't see what you're doing with your hands.
No, that's okay.
They haven't got the pleasure, shall I say.
That's why I've got the sound effects in there. People understand onomatopoeia.
Alright, so, what's our first thing on the agenda for today?
You were talking about our copy.
Oh, our copy, yes. It's a piece of paper that we've scribbled on and...
No, that I wrote down the agenda on, and
Rin
it's called copy.
Insists that we refer to it as a copy.
No,
so
it's not a copy. It is called copy.
Okay. The copy?
No, just copy.
Okay, she wants it to be copy.
That's what it is.
Because it's professional, because we are professional. We're not sitting in a lounge room right now drinking tea and eating rice balls with a stormtrooper, no. We're professional. This is being recorded. It's quality.
I'm just saying, a little professionalism goes a long way. That's all I'm saying. We're from Australia.
Oh, hi. Yeah, we are Australian.
You never said that. I started to say it, and then you just derailed me, and I was like, now, hold on. People will be like, what is wrong with them?
This is what I want to talk
about. And we're
2
young ladies as well. We're not 14-year-old boys.
See, I wanted to leave that as an element of surprise.
I don't want to
mess with people.
Surprise. Well, I think people would know, because the name Rin is not a boy's name.
Really?
I've never met a boy.
Isn't there a book called Rin? Something like Rin and
Rowan of Rin.
Rowan of Rin.
No, his name is Rowan and he's from
Rin. But he
Rin.
Was a boy and that's very masculine.
He was from Rin. Rin was the place and his name was Rowan.
I just got
which,
an apple
for our American listeners, is an Australian book, which you've probably never heard of or read.
No it's one by, wants anything to do with America.
It's by Emily Rodda. She wrote the Del Toro Quest.
Can I just put something out there? You keep saying and referring to our American listeners, but what about our listeners from other places? There are other places other than Australia and America.
To our British.
There's other places.
Yeah, but not other places that speak English. There's people aren't going to be listening to this in, like, France and going, oh, yeah, I'm behind it. And let's face it, for the pod... Okay, no, I'm sorry, people from England, to offend you. I didn't mean it.
All right, can you... Sincerely. Okay, I'm going to have you be quiet just for a little second because you keep derailing me.
Okay, I'm going to stop.
A quick intro to us as a...
I'm going to eat while you talk.
As an us.
Mm-hmm. As a we.
As a we. Us sure. As a we. We were born in Western Australia and we are both located in the world's most isolated city of Perth, and we have nothing better to do on a Wednesday night other than sit here and talk to a computer. And that sums us up. Oh, have I offended you in some way? Because
did you just call me a computer? Because I'm sitting right here.
No, we are sitting in front of a computer.
We're talking to each other while the computer listens.
While some weirdo in another country is paying attention to it. So what underwear are you wearing, by the way?
Let's have a look.
Oh, we should address this every episode.
I'm wearing pink underwear, which I drew on. It's one of my drawings. Oh, and it says, that's no moon.
Go on.
That's what it says, that's
are
no moon.
Are you referring to your pale white ass?
Yes, I am.
Oh, nice. I'm fashioning the... Fashioning? Yeah. Such a fascist.
No, I mean fashioning. You mean...
Yeah, I meant to, but
sporting.
Yes, but my mouth decided to be Australian and just be really quiet and just from Australian. Oh, yeah. There's the F word again.
Get to the undies.
Oh, yes. I'm... sporting Bonds high waists and a Bonds bra as well.
I don't know the brand. I just bought them at supermarket because I needed underwear that I could ride on, and I'm going to pay a lot of money for it.
Do tell our listeners about your red underwear.
My
and
red
the
underwear
story behind it as well.
Oh, okay. Well, there's not a big story. I bought a pack of underwear because I wanted to write on my underwear, or just a cheap pack. And on the red pack, I wrote "Flame On."
And what is that referring to?
That is referring to the Human Torch.
And
but really, it's referring to what we say when we see Captain America's ass when we watch The Avengers.
And why do we do that?
Because it's the same actor. It's Chris
yeah,
Evans.
Exactly. Chris Evans.
Oh, you just wanted to talk about Chris
yes.
Evans. Well, you should have said.
I do like
see, for me,
Chris
I can
Evans.
Separate the actor from the role.
And we did just watch The Avengers, didn't we? I don't know how many times you've seen it. I'm pretty sure it's your 27th time, but for me it was the third.
Very well be, yeah, some sort of...
How many times have you seen it?
I've seen it orders of magnitude more than you have.
Well, so would you say more than double? So you would say...
Oh, yeah, definitely I've seen safely. It more than 6 times. No, I would say I've definitely seen it more than 10 times, probably under 20.
Are you being legit with me?
I'm being legit.
Were you by yourself most of the time?
Yeah.
Because I watch movies with you and you scream by yourself like a little fangirl. So I'm just imagining you being by yourself.
No, if you go on a Tuesday to the cinema where I go to, which is in Joondalup, there's nobody there.
All right, that still doesn't...
You'd be, like, it's a huge cinema and there'd be maybe one other person and I can talk and go, yeah,
but
all
that
I want.
Begs the question, if a tree falls down and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound? No one's around to see you be a fangirl.
I would say if you're asking if I'm worse, then the answer is yes.
Yes?
Yep, definitely.
And you have seen it, what, plus 10 times?
Yes.
And tonight I had to tell you many times to be quiet.
Uh-huh, you did.
Yep.
No, that's different. I was talking to her because she's someone new who I saw the movie with, so I had to tell her all the little fun facts about the movie.
We're going to have to beat that name out now. Kudos.
See, people don't even know that it's a real name until you call attention to it.
Yeah. Well, they're not even going to know because we've beeped it already.
And also you just clapped, which will sound horribly jarring.
Oh, I'm very sorry
so
for
now
our
I
listeners.
Have to
no, I think they should
cut
listen to
that
it.
Out.
I think it was a beautiful sounding clap.
I'm going to have to cut that clap out. It's increased our levels though, so at least we know where our max is.
Yeah, well...
it's all good. Oh, I'm the one going to be editing it anyway, so...
Well, no, I reckon we should just freeball.
We saw a... It's a movie with a fabulous friend of ours, whose name I may not be able to use, who I saw with for the first time, Young Sally.
Yeah, let's call her Young Sally.
Young Sally, who's older than both of us, who had seen it before, but not with me, and who shares my fan love.
Fandom?
Fandom? Obsessed? No, she's worse than me. She hides it better, but she's worse for the characters. So I was just like, oh, did you know that in this bit, the bit I'm talking about is the bit where Loki's walking around in the Stuttgarten, where he's in the concert hall, mm-hmm. and it plays like a little musical cue when Loki walks through. Mm-hmm. And that is Loki's motif from Wagner's Das Rheingold.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really interesting.
Just so good. You didn't need to share it with everyone, though.
With the other three people who were in the cinema with us. I think they liked it. I think they were enriched for the experience.
You're making me sound like someone who sits there and goes, oh, yeah. Avengers. I am quite a fan.
Yeah, you did. You had your Moai moments the first time.
Yeah, I can understand. And the second time, I was a bit excited.
You were, yeah. I can understand the third time it's worn off. But what I'm saying is it hasn't worn off for me.
But see, the more you fangirl, the more I want a certain character to die. Because I know it rips you up inside. And I'm just like, yeah, that's right. Talk through the movie again. That's what you get.
Maria Hill gets fired in the comics.
Oh.
Because she's responsible for Captain America's death.
Yes! Actually, I'm conflicted about that.
But I know you are. Because she was in charge of S.H.I.E.L.D. at the time Captain America died, heading up the whole hero registration thing. So yeah, she got the sack for that, for being a bitch.
Being a bitch?
Being a bitch.
Well, I don't actually care because I don't really know much about the character or that universe. I just know about Kirby Smurders.
Kirby Smurders.
And,
Oh my god, it's Kirby Smurders.
Kirby Smurders.
That'd be the name of the segment? Bum bum bum. Oh my god, it's Kirby Smurders.
Maybe we could Skype with her one time. Just be like, Kirby Smurders!
Do I have to talk to her? She's shocking, she's so horrible.
See, I don't...
We're gonna get onto this, which is on the copy now, aren't we?
Alright.
Finally, we're going to perform to the copy.
I just feel that people who really love the comic and the Marvel Universe, mm-hmm. and, you know, how do I say it without bringing offence to it?
You're talking about fanboys, aren't you?
Yeah, the fanboys and the internet. The internet is very angry.
It's an aggressive community.
Yeah. I feel that they need to complain about something. And she is a small character and she's not as well known.
Okay. Let's backtrack to Comic-Con when it was announced, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Everyone comes up on the stage. Robert Downey Jr. is like, hey, I'm Downey Jr., I'm Tony Stark, who everyone loves. Everyone's like,
I love Tony Stark.
Nick Fury, Samuel Jackson's there. You've got Mark Ruffalo, who was just announced as the Hulk, replacing Edward Norton, which is kind of a big deal. You've got, you know, Black Widow there, Scarlett Johansson. You've got Jeremy Renner. You've got Chris Evans. You've got these great people standing on stage. And Chris Hemsworth, of course, I'm not forgetting anybody.
Oh, that dude, that Australian
I'm
dude.
I'm trying to be diplomatic. You've got all these great people and also the guy who plays...
that dude.
Can you just not? You've got Son of Cole
Can I just say that you're dragging this on a little bit? We get the
point. No. Okay, everybody's there is what I'm trying to say. And then they're just like, oh, and Kobe Smulders is here, the chick from How I Met Your Mother. She's going to be playing Maria Hill, who's an important character in the comics because she's second in charge to Nick Fury and then takes over, which is what people think is going to be her role for the movies.
Yeah.
But Kobe Smulders, the person with like the least experience, is on there with all these megastars.
Yeah, but...
That's why people had an issue. They're like, oh my god.
But why is it a big deal?
Because she's not got experience. She's going to be plunged into a universe where it's like, great.
How do you know she doesn't read, like, comics when she's in a bed?
When I say experience, I mean actual physical acting experience in an action movie or a comic book movie.
But she did really well with the action.
Oh, I was saying she did well. I think they cut out her character a lot in response to the backlash on the internet.
I think people were very quick to jump the gun on her.
It's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy, isn't it? Because people said she's going to be shit, don't put her in it. And so they cut her out, so she was shit.
Right.
So basically all she was there for was just like, Mr. Fury, should you really be doing that? Except in Canadian accent. Mr. Fury, should you really be doing that?
I really don't notice Canadian accents.
It will shut me off.
Really? What do Canadian accents sound like?
It just sounds... Okay, to Canadians, I love you as people.
I love each Canadians. And every one of you. I love Canadians.
But when you put a Canadian, which is the same with Australians and British people, you put them up against Americans and the voice sounds different.
That's it. I've never noticed.
You watched a whole cast of Canadian people, you're like, yeah. I'm one of those people who really notices and focuses in on accents, though, so maybe that's just a me thing.
Maybe you care too much about little things.
Okay, maybe it's not that she's Canadian. Maybe it's just that she's Robin from How I Met Your Mother.
See, I like Robin. She's my favourite character.
She's so bad.
Really?
She's shocking me.
See,
bad.
I don't see it. I don't see it. I really don't.
Oh, you're not paying attention.
Really? Because I just see the general message that people throw at me, and I get it. I don't nitpick on everything. Like, I've got better things to do, like make podcasts. Yeah, you sip your tea. Sip your chocolate tea.
Like a sir.
Oh, I actually do need some more tea. Is there actually any left in
there? There should be. It feels like there's some liquid in there. I can always get some more.
Oh, well, no, you can't go get some more because you can't leave me talking to these weirdos.
Okay, well, I didn't realise I was glued to the table, but I guess I am.
You're not glued to the table.
You can always have my tea.
Bring to point the fact that you never sit on chairs. She is currently sitting on the floor. I'm sitting on a couch. The couch has got plenty of space. She chooses to sit on the floor.
As fun as that topic is, I'd like to talk about T2 Thug Life.
Okay, yeah, so... Okay, let me give some backstory. No,
I have it here in my hand.
Don't premature on me, okay?
No, I'm not. I'm going to listen to the introduction.
Okay, so
I'm professional.
Like I said before, we go to a sushi train, and next door is this store called T2. I don't actually know how big it is. Like, I assume it's a
franchise. Like, it's syndicated. Syndicated's not the word. Franchised.
Because Perth never gets anything first, and it's obviously a big brand for it to come to Perth of all
places. For the prices to be so expensive and for it still same business.
Anyway, so basically it sells, you know, a bunch of magic teas that will make you fly.
No. It sells nice exotic teas. Yeah, they don't make claims like happy high herbs or anything like that.
And you get some fancy teapots, which I was discussing earlier. And before we'd actually gone in, we'd always used to make fun of people who shopped at T2.
It's a hipster shop. It is a hipster.
And no one likes hipsters unless you're an actual hipster.
No. And even hipsters are like, I was a hipster first.
They don't even claim to be hipster. And you're like, nah, I'm gonna throw you in with the rest of them.
I'm gonna have to override you there. Your cardigan begs to differ.
Them glasses, girl.
Yeah, there's no frames in that? Okay, yeah. They're prescription, right? Those glassless glasses.
Yeah, I think I
probably need them to see.
Anyways, we went in because, whoa, you're gonna have to beep that one out. Rin. Mm-hmm. Wanted a tea set, and we said, why not go to a shop that specializes in tea? And we walked in there, and it smelled lovely, didn't it?
It smelled so good.
And the staff, though hipster, were very friendly and happy to talk to us.
Yes, the young lady at the counter.
I was not getting to that, but we will later if you really
she want was, to bring no, 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 no. I don't want to talk about that. She was very enthusiastic. What she did do was give us a pamphlet. That's the sound of the pamphlet. She loved her teas, this chick.
I think, though, I did offend the hipsters in there. Because they do give out...
this.
We will in a second.
I want to talk about it now.
Okay, let's talk about it now. Let's forget what I have to say.
I don't know. Okay, fine. I'm just going to read it ahead of you.
Okay, you can educate me on it.
Yeah.
All right, so I offended them by drinking some tea that they supply for free. You get to try all the different kinds. And I said louder, like very loudly... Why aren't there more homeless people in this store?
It's in the city and it's on a strip that's kind of notorious for beggars and homeless people.
Yeah, yeah, we do have those in Perth, believe it or not. Only recently have we had them pop up.
No, they've been there forever.
Well, they were better at hiding back in the day.
No, normally you didn't see them so much. You just saw the druggies who'd beg you for money outside the McDonald's. Like, hey, mate, you got a couple bucks.
Oh, there's
hungry.
A woman with lots of cuts up her. I remember her. Yeah, go on. Anyways, we did get a pamphlet and we were kind of shocked. Not shocked. We were just surprised, pleasantly surprised, that there were so many types of tea that you could get.
I swear there was 60, I
Well,
guess.
She claimed that they had over 50 types of green tea, so...
Shit. So, yeah, they must have had a lot more.
Yeah, just...
When I said 60, that must not even be close. There were trays and
they
trays
had a
and
whole,
trays.
Yeah, they had a whole wall.
They had a whole back wall just covered in tea. Like you would when you go to a fancy coffee shop, except this was just tea.
Oh,
and
yes.
She gave us a pamphlet.
Yes, go on.
Because this lovely, enthusiastic chick. And I just realised it's a list of all their teas, but it's a list by categories, so what sort of tea it is. It's kind of cool. Well, you're seeing it right now. And
no,
I'm like... Well, I'm not going to be able to scan it because it's for A6.
No, we're not going
for our foreign listeners, that's a big piece of that poster size.
Do they really want to see it?
Nah. So it's got here, for example, so let's find the one we bought. It's not a white tea, it's a black tea. So the one we're drinking now is chocolate.
Yes, tastes nothing like chocolate, though. Not bad.
Oh, you picked it.
Well, I did.
Chocolate, 100 grams, $12.75 Australian. A subtle cocoa flavour, provides a delicate, bittersweet treat with a warm, nutty finish.
So, we've decided that although we used to poke fun, we now like the store and it's cool. So, every Wednesday, when we go to sushi, we will buy a new tea to try every week to report to you guys. And I would recommend the chocolate, even though it's not tasting like chocolate right now. Is that what it is?
I think it would taste better with milk. I think the problem is we're eating vinegary rice balls with it.
Yes.
So our palate's kind of confused.
Yeah, it's like,
if we were eating like something plain or bland or even just kind of sweet like a biscuit, we'd be like, yeah, this tastes totally like chocolate. Or maybe if we had milk in it as well because we're just drinking it black.
It does smell
gorgeous though.
It does. That store was amazing.
Anyway, that's our Thug Life because it's this little pamphlet's called T2 Life.
Yeah, so Thug Life.
So I'm going to hang it up on my wall.
Holla.
No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it with a copy.
But guess what today is, Erin?
Well, today is Thursday, but it was Wednesday.
When we started, so.
Yeah, well, when we started. What's happening today?
What happened yesterday?
Miss Envy.
Yes, what did we do? Wait, what am I meant to be saying?
Are you sure you want to be talking about Darksiders 2?
Yes, that's what I want to be talking about. I think it's momentous that such a great game that deserves a sequel came out the same day our first podcast. So I just think we should bring attention to it.
Yeah, I haven't played the original.
I played the original. It is very God of War-like, and you still haven't played God of War, have you?
I've got it for the PSP, which is why I haven't played it.
No.
Yeah, that's why I haven't played it.
Should I lend it to you? It's a good game.
What console is it for? PS3?
PS3.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a PS3 exclusive. It's like,
what? I was having this discussion the other day. Someone was like, should I get an Xbox 360 or should I get a PS3? And I was like, get a PS3 if you're only going to get one because the exclusives are better.
And you can get Xbox exclusives on the computer.
Yeah, that because it's Microsoft. So I was trying for the life of me to think of some, because I had a couple up my sleeve, but I was trying to think of some exclusives.
Yeah.
And it would have been great to have that one on hand.
I don't know how you own a PS3 and not have God of War.
I just missed the boat. Simple. Yeah. I knew it was out and I knew when it came out and I was like, oh, that's a big deal, but just.
Speaking of boats that I feel like I was late to get on is the Justin Timberlake fan wagon.
Oh, yeah, you were way behind, because even the people who were late got on a few years ago. People who weren't listening to Cry Me a River, people were listening to, like, You Can't Sex It Back. I'm not sure. I just realised after I sang Cry Me a River, I'm like, oh, shit, how much of this can I sing before I have to pay royalties? So it's You've Got a Sexy Back.
No. I've always liked this music, but I've just been watching some of his older music videos, especially like
With the Jerry Curl?
My Love and like Love Stoned and stuff.
I love those.
And when he's dancing and AO Technology with 50 Cent. I was like, damn man, you can dance.
Yeah,
I want to jump.
I have a live concert. Maybe I don't, maybe I borrow
it. I didn't know you were such a big fan.
Of JT?
Yeah.
Bought Future Sex Love Sounds. I've got it somewhere.
I have a theory though.
And it came with a DVD which I lost, but so I was going to talk about with a full concert. It's awesome.
But I have a theory that people, like, I've noticed, especially with my American friends, they don't like Justin Timberlake. I think they have a complex with him.
I think it's because he started out in a boy band.
I think he's a sexy man and people get jealous.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's a shit actor. Sorry, JT.
Is he?
Yeah.
I haven't really seen a movie with him.
Yeah. Didn't you see The Social Network?
No, I have not.
Why'd you miss that one?
Oh, because
we could just write a list of boats you missed right here.
Like, I feel like I'm a hit person.
He was the guy who encouraged Zuckerberg to, like, screw over his friends. It's just like, yeah, $1 million is cool, but you know what's cool? $1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 it was kind of weak next to Spider-Man and the Zuckerberg guy.
But, like, he is a great dancer, so that's...
Oh, yeah, spectacular, that makes up for it. That's what I'm saying. You pick your strengths. Okay, yeah, he's a good-looking guy. Should be a good actor. Yeah, he's a better dancer and a singer. Thank you for picking strengths. Okay, what, I'm looking at the copy?
The copy? I thought it was just copy.
This is the copy for today. It's called copy.
Okay. Right, so why are you confusing me? I think this
No, no, okay, I'm stopping now. We're not talking about copy. Mm. We're not talking about it. What I would like to talk about is another boat I missed, mm-hmm. which was Mass Effect.
Mass Effect?
Mass Effect.
I missed that boat as well.
I wish one of us had
got encouraged on. The other one?
No, I wish one of us had got on it, because now Mass Effect 3 has come out and I'm hearing a lot about it, and it sounds like it's awesome, like an awesome franchise. Like, you know how you love Assassin's Creed?
Do I love Assassin's Creed?
Don't you? You're reading books. Like, for me, if you have a novel of a thing that's not a book series, you love it.
Are you sure I just didn't buy it to stick on my shelf to impress someone?
No, you were talking about reading on the plane. You're like, oh, the story's awesome.
Man, I talk shit.
Man, when your cousin named her bird Ezio.
Itzia, actually, because it's a girl, but it turns out it was a boy.
And you're like, oh yeah, the books are good. And I was like, the game was fine. I wouldn't say the plot was legendary.
I actually only played the first one, and apparently the second one is the better one.
Yeah, the second one is made of three, which is Assassin's Creed 2, Brotherhood and Revelations,
mm-hmm.
and it's a trilogy of Ezio.
Etz dogs.
Etz.
He's at home.
Easy. and, of course, Assassin's Creed 3 is coming out.
With Connor.
Yeah, coming out soon, which we will talk about and keep an eye on. You probably heard about an app called Game Minder. Have you heard about it?
No.
It's just a list of all the new games that are coming out in the release dates. Well,
seeing as I did work at a gaming store, I am up to date for the next kind of year and a half. Come back to me in a year and a half and show me this app and I might be interested.
Oh yeah, when's the Professor Layton game coming out?
I only remember good games.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for the Professor Layton
game. Go on, do tell me how excited you are.
Oh, I don't care at the moment because I don't have a 3DS and it's only going to be for the 3DS.
Do you want to borrow mine?
No, I'm going to buy my own. I want a pink one.
I'll buy you one.
Because I'm a girl and girls love pink.
Girls don't love pink. Oh.
On my table, I've got pink nail polish, a pink computer, and a pink mouse
cat. Well, this reminds me, because we're going to go through my list of things that I wanted to talk about.
Yes.
Which is Girl Gamer.
Yay!
Oh, far out.
Hey, guys. I'm a girl gamer, and I was just wondering how you crouch and shoot and walk and throw grenades.
It's not.
Thanks.
It's not even about COD, and, you know, there's, like, the stereotype that there's only COD for girl gamers. And I will admit that I'm one of those dirty MMO players, and I
love that you're just like, yeah, I'm dirty. Okay, MMO.
I'm dirty.
I'm a WoWer.
Whoa, you didn't need to tell them that I play WoW. I could have gotten away with, like...
No, that's out there.
God damn. So, yes, I am a WoWer, and I get into vent, and I'm not an e-whore. I don't go, yeah, I'm a girl, you should, you know, give me gold and stuff like that. But sometimes when you do random things with random people, you just, you know, meet up and mutual benefits, basically.
Yep.
And you jump into vent because it's a hard thing that you're doing. And I was doing that the other day, and I expected, like always, a bunch of dudes. But no, I hear this high-pitched voice. And
you're not, hey guys,
not everyone
like Boxy.
That's how everyone talks, like Boxy.
Yeah, Boxy, she did, but like she was just the bitchiest girl I had ever met. And one thing that really gets me about girl gamers and this type of girl gamer,
yep.
If she finds out that there's another girl gamer in the raid, it's like high school and there is a fucking catfight.
Oh,
it's just, are you serious?
I didn't know there were other girls on the internet.
You're so unique. Do tell me about how you found...
Yeah, I know. Are you doing the Willy Wonka move?
Yeah, I did just do the Willy
Wonka.
Please
tell me about how you... Okay, I play Team Fortress fairly often. I'd say I'm a Team Fortress player.
Let's go with that.
I used to play it with a mic because I'm not a great typer and a player.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because I don't MMO and I don't play online very often. So I used to have the mic on and I'd be like, oh, Red Spy's in the base for the team speak. But I had to stop doing it because either I would get found out as a girl,
mm-hmm.
and people would, they'd, there's one class called, do you play it? You don't really play it.
I know of the classes.
There's a class, sniper class,
mm-hmm.
and he's got this one little pose move where he bows. Everyone would become the sniper and bow at me and I could not get shit done.
We need I'd be like, more frontal assault.
Bro, were you just listening? I said, this is Spy in the base. Could you go do that? Or the other side would be like, oh, great, a 12-year-old. And do you get this too when you talk on the mic? It's like, oh, British.
Yes.
Like, go drink some tea. And you're like, nah, bro, I'm Australian.
Right, mate.
They're like, oh, no, you're British and you're 12 years old.
Yeah, that's what I am. Okay.
And, yeah, do you remember for a while my Steam name was Single Female Lawyer?
Yes.
I got it bad. That's why I've changed it. Because either people would be like, oh my god, a girl, or they would be like, you're not a real girl, yeah. and just hassle me the entire game.
Speaking of which, being hassled, once people found out you were a girl on World of Warcraft, that opened doors to harassment. And I'm not talking...
Because that's quite a small community, isn't it?
Warcraft. servers can be quite a tight-knit one. Like, there's still millions of people that can play. But they get onto the public forums and they just harass you. Like, it's just really inappropriate. And then you speak to Blizzard customer service and they don't really do anything about it because World of Warcraft and, you know, gaming in general is a male-dominated sort of area. I'm not saying there aren't girl gamers. Like, clearly there's two in the room and we outnumber all the boy gamers that's in this room. But, it's not taken seriously. Some of the stuff is really full on and really creepy. And
I would say it deters a lot of people. Like, I've just stopped using the mic now. And that's a feature of the game that I no longer use because I was harassed for it.
I stopped playing World of Warcraft for a long time just based on that because I found that, you know, nothing was to be done. And they say block the character, and I did. And then they'd make a level one and whisper me and start talking to me. And then I'd block them and they'd make another and just didn't stop. And
you had a stalker?
Oh, I've had many.
I had a stalker on Steam once.
Do go on.
No, I don't want to get into it, but...
Bad memories.
Started with the whole sniper bowing thing and just kept going. Because I wasn't giving him anything, he just kind of gave up. I was just like, bro, I don't want to...
Don't want you, dig.
Don't care, don't want to talk to you, don't want to be involved with it. We got to the point where when I'd join a game, he'd join it too. So I just had to be like, stop playing for a while.
Like, delete?
No, he would just see me and follow me around. Oh, he wasn't on my friends list.
Oh, I was like, why would you add him?
No, but when you leave, he'd be like, oh, she's left. And then see where I've gone because there's only X amount of open. Because we're in Australia. Yeah. The X amount of servers open at any time.
That place.
Shit, internet land. So, I feel like we've drifted from the copy, which is okay, because I want to talk about being a girl on the internet to get things done. I said this earlier today, and I set my name as me, Rin, female name, because I wanted a question answered, and I thought,
go on.
I can't hurt, like,
go on.
And I got answered. They're just like, oh, welcome to the community, it's great to see girls here, rah, rah, rah. And I was like, awesome. I was like, I'm going to get my questions answered here.
Oh. I don't know about the rest of Australia, but Perth's weather's been really funny, and it's really been throwing my internet out. And even when we...
Yeah, this happened to me the other night.
Yeah, when we do Steam calls, I can't understand you, and you just think it's funny, and every so often I hear, ha, 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 ha.
No, you write funny things, and I laugh at them. I've got the mic on. So I'm not going to just be like... like, not laughing, just like, LOL, what I'm actually laughing at.
But no, I want to check up on you. I want to see how you're doing, because you haven't been able to download your animes, your Toradoras.
No, I did manage to get Toradora downloaded. Yep. I used a certain internet program which allows you to access torrents, but completely legally.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was legal.
Was it?
Yeah, I downloaded it directly from the owner of Toradora, who said it was totally fine.
Wink at me if you're being legit.
Yeah, they owned it. They said, no, it's okay because I own the rights to it. I can distribute it because it belongs to me.
And you did blow him one time, didn't you? So you guys are all together. Yeah. Biggest
thieves, the pair of us.
But yes, go on. You've been trying to get me to watch this. A friend of ours did also recommend it to me a couple of months ago. He said he shed some real man tears.
Yeah, he told me the same thing today.
Yes. Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
We did meet up with said friend. So, go on, tell me your thoughts and opinions. Okay, you have to sell on me, because I don't want to cry.
No, I'm on to episode 5, and basically it's the main character. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember their names, because I was watching it really...
Squinty eyes.
I want to say late last night, but really it was early yesterday morning.
Yeah.
He's got scary-looking eyes.
Yeah.
That's his character. So he's a nice guy, but everyone thinks he's a thug.
Yeah.
Because he's got these scary-looking eyes. Love interest is this tiny little girl. She's like a lolly character.
So it's about pedophilia.
No. They're the same age, but she's just really little.
Oh, okay. So she's like, can't even use her name. About a certain little Asian lady we know.
No. Oh, yeah, little. She's got this big poofy hair. She looks like a doll, but she's like aggressive as hell. Her name's Tiger, and they call her the Palm Top Tiger because she's like this tiny little spitfire.
Yeah.
They both have crushes on each other's best friends.
Right.
So, Tiger likes the main character's best friend which Kitamura, I think. I can't even remember the name of the main character, but I'm remembering all these other people. And he has a crush on her best friend, pink hair,
mm-hmm.
Genki character.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they find out about each other's crushes, and they're like, let's work together to get our, you know, crushes to like us.
Yeah. And then they fall in love?
It hasn't happened yet. I'm only on episode 5. But I'm getting mixed signals with this show, because I think she hates this guy, like... he's a creep. He's actually a nice guy, but he comes across as a creep, which most Japanese male characters do. And he's just like, yeah, it's okay, I'll help you, Tiger. And he called her by a name, and then she's just like, whatever. And then she's like, he called me by my first name. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize that was a big deal.
Awesome. This well, in like Japan. It's in Japan, though.
No, no. She'd been calling him by his first name for a while.
Oh, I don't know.
So I assume they had a pretty, like, relaxed relationship.
You're not really selling it to me.
I haven't got far enough to sell you anything.
No, it's not distracting, because, like, we don't have to do
the
it
The thing about my name... Rin is not my actual name, but it's part of a longer name.
Yes, and that's why it's confusing for me.
Cut the rest out, and there you go. But Envy is not part of... Her name's not Enviette.
Well, that was a little bit too loud. Everyone's sleeping.
It's just upsetting the levels. It's okay. You clapped earlier, so the levels are still looking good.
My laugh is not a graceful laugh. You heard me, like, piss myself it's laughing. Not... It's not. It's... I could... Do you want... Should I just do it for them?
No. No. Let it come natural. Where's our copy?
Copy,
We heard about seeding and leaching is what we wanted to talk about. Did we talk about it? Yeah.
Oh, I think we already touched on that, didn't we? Life. And like I said, I do question who actually does it, because no one on the internet is particularly nice.
No, I think you're in the wrong communities. I was saying I've got my question answered today. It took about 2 minutes.
So what was your question?
It was about code. It was for the visual novel.
Oh, well, tell everyone about your visual novel.
I don't need to. The blog has 50 page views.
50 pages?
Yeah, 50 people have seen it.
Seen the blog that has nothing on it?
No, it's got loads on it. It's got screenshots and...
Of what?
The visual novel and development.
Are people excited?
Character parts? People have asked a lot of questions. They said they like the look, which is good. I'm happy about that.
Can you have a character named after me? Like
I have... I wanted to ask you if this was okay. I wanted to use the character that I was going to base on you again. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So the student council president character, I'm using it in this visual.
Am I a bishy?
I can show you. We've got, I'm not allowed to leave the table. So
is
I guess,
it far away? Is it
written? No, I can, the thing is about computers is I can access information.
Oh, but your people are going to hear you clicking.
Yeah, but they know that I'm doing it. So what the fuck does it matter?
There's that word again.
Oh, you already ruined it. Oh, it's not here. Have you clicked stuff off?
No, I have not. Yeah, but am I a bishy? That's what I want to know.
Doop, doop, doop. That's you.
Well, I am sexy.
You're a little cutie.
What is my name? Kimiko...
Tsunamidori, which means noble child. Puffin, as in the bird.
Oh, that's cute.
Because I thought she looked a little bit like a puffin.
But did you know my name? My real name?
I know your real name. Yeah, you don't need to share it.
Yeah, but what my real name means... Well, who cares? It means noble strength. So you're going along the same lines here. Yeah.
Well, I just thought she had, like, a noble feel to her, and I like the way puffins act like they're so good, but they're not. They're, like, stupid little birds, but they're, like...
You saying that I'm like a puffin? Is that what you're saying?
The character that I have based loosely on you is... She's a lot like that. She's all talk and no action.
Oh, okay.
Student council president because she wanted a bit of power. Doesn't want to work
for
it.
Yeah, well, that's right. I don't...
Which is the character that I was going to base
on. I want to lead the masses, so I think I'm very cute. That's very well drawn for you.
Like, I didn't draw it.
Oh, really? So you stole someone else's?
No, I didn't steal it. I have a character generator.
Oh.
Oh, that's not true. I did do some editing on it.
Oh, well, let's have a look at the other characters.
Would you like to see the other characters? This is my personal favourite, who no one on the internet likes. Katie Benico.
She looks really dumb.
She is not. She's the savviest character. She knows.
Okay, go on.
She knows what's going on.
Is she based loosely on you? Is that it?
Yeah. Is that she's your sidekick? Yes. No, I'm very... All the characters are based loosely on me.
She looks really dopey. Dopey?
But that's what I like. She's going to be like a deadpan snapper. A snapper? Mm-hmm. Snarker. We got my albino lolly character.
Yeah.
She's actually albino.
Is that Mo? Moe. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, Moe.
Okay, do you want to explain Moe for our listeners?
It means huggable, I guess. Well, the actual physical word in Japanese means blooming or blossom.
Yeah, okay.
And it describes a character who makes you feel blossoming feelings of affection.
Oh, okay. So basically what you feel for me all the time.
Yes, that's my way.
So that's 3 characters or?
No, there's 6 characters.
Okay, go on.
So she's actually albino. That's not just a weird character design. She's an albino.
Okay.
With purple eyes. This is my proper Western character.
She
Yuzuki Sukiko.
She looks like she puts out.
Maybe she does. It's like Lily from Katawa Shoujo. She's quite popular. She's the most popular character so far.
People on the internet are weird. You guys are weird.
Well, she's
what is this?
Jimiko Amaya.
No, she puts out. Looks like she puts out. Yeah. Like she's... dirty. She'd do anal. That's what she looks like.
She looks a little bit like Sally.
She does. She'd I'm so bad with names.
And this is the only one I've done an actual character thing on, Haruka Suzume.
Okay, and what's the male character?
I don't know, it's not a dating game. You play as a character, you define yourself, male or female, and basically you just plopped in a class full of dysfunctional ladies.
And what do you do?
You can choose what you want to do. It's all based on character choices. People don't want to hear about this. If you play as a male, I'll have an ending where you can end up with one of the girls, but it's not a H game.
Oh, okay, so what is the point? Do you win anything?
What do you mean? What's the point of playing any
game? Do you kill anyone?
You don't kill anyone, you don't win anything. It's about exploration of the human psyche.
It's called Sims. Get up on it. You had me for a second and then you told me.
You don't have to play, it's not for you.
Are there explosions? Can my character have an explosion?
Just be one ending that ends with an explosion?
Can my character, the bad ending for my character, like science explosion or something?
Fine. Yeah.
Yes.
That'll get relegated to a CG where it's just like, oh, look at me, I'm so clumsy.
You know what we could do is get Michael Bay onto it. He could do the CG for the explosion. That's... I am also munching on a rice roll, is that it?
Rice ball, onigiri.
Oh, so it is a donut from Pokemon, basically.
Yes, a jelly donut.
Made by the lovely Rin herself.
Yeah, that's me making it. I made that at about 4 o'clock this morning, yesterday morning.
Okay, go on, lay on the guilt, because I know you're feeling it, go on.
No, I'm feeling guilt. I couldn't sleep either.
Oh.
But you mean the fact that I do all the internet work?
No, here we go.
Is that what you mean?
Don't hold back.
No, I feel like it's 50-50, because you did buy the mic.
I did, didn't I?
So it's actually pretty
good. That's a very nice mic, isn't it?
When was the last time you were at a beach? When was the last time you looked at a beach?
I dropped our friend Sally home.
Miss Sally
home. She lives near a beach.
It's Perth. We live near about 10 million beaches.
There's one beach.
Lives at just one massive beach. That's Perth. Okay. Did you just look around and look at the clock?
No.
She just walked away and left me. Can you believe this? I wanted to fill up the teacup. Oh, no, you can't leave. You can't leave the
deal with it, mate.
The podcast. You have to stay there. Yes, I would like a Pepsi Max.
Stop complaining.
I can't leave. But now we've got an empty cold teapot with tea that I can't use anymore.
Oh, whoa. Calm yourself.
I just feel like that's a double standard.
There is a double standard. That's what you get for sitting on the floor. I know you're going to stand up, you're going to knock everything over.
Here, lamp. We are drinking a new product which we obtained from a local gas/petrol station. It's called the Big One. It's a Pepsi Max.
Oh, can I just
drink.
Put something out there? I drove our friend home,
Miss Sally,
who was meant to take the train home and knew that the trains wouldn't run past 10 on this particular night, and just followed me to the car. And I assumed she wanted a ride to the train station, which is fine. It was an extra 2 minutes.
Yeah, we were in the city, so there's loads of train stations.
Yeah. No, she wanted a ride home.
Which is a considerable distance from the city centre.
Yes, and not only that, she wanted us to drop her date home, which...
That's a complicated issue, because what shall we call this young fellow?
Well, because he's going to come visit sometime, isn't he?
We'll call him nothing.
No, his name is Ace.
Yeah, that'll stick. Young Ace, who we did, let's face it, it wasn't a date. It was...
It was a little bit of a setup, and they both knew
it. They knew it was a setup, but...
Yeah, because then...
Have you ever been on a date like that? With two idiots sitting over your shoulder going, oh, one time in Lancelin. I just did a voice to do an impression of us.
Yeah, you didn't need to do that, though. Anyways, back to story. Drove... Young Sally, and she goes, do you want me to put $20 in? Rin says that's going to get her, like, negative 1 litre of petrol, put a bit more in. Turns out she put $15 in.
Dollars.
Yes.
She's the worst.
I know. She's
just a horrible.
she's a bad.
She's a bad egg. And this young is... Sally, who was... I really liked watching The Avengers with Sally.
Yes, it was because she was drunk.
I want someone who shares my just...
Well, see, that's the thing. If I was allowed to drink... I would have been all up in that and screaming, yeah, Captain America.
If you sleep here tonight, we can watch it now.
We're not watching it again, because we just paid $16 each.
That was me remembering incorrectly.
We manipulated.
People bought our tickets.
We manipulated, and by we, I mean me.
We had a cheap night, or apart from the tea set, but, I mean, that's an investment in my book.
That's only going to, make me money.
with my own tea still.
I didn't even know it was a good price for the tea set. I mean, it was, how much was this, like 20 bucks?
40 bucks, was it?
No, no, no. The $40 was for the white one. This one was cheaper.
Oh, you get patterns and...
I know. That's what I thought. I was like, oh, I like the cherry blossoms, but...
Stripes? I didn't know you were big on stripes.
No, I think they're very quaint.
Quaint?
Oh. Yeah, I like stripes. You should know enough about my personality by now to know that I like patterns.
Straight edge. Straight edge.
Patterns. Things that I can look and be like, yeah, I understand what's going on there.
So none of this art crap that Perth likes to offer us. None of those, like,
even if you notice, the cherry blossom cup I liked was a pattern. It wasn't just like one little cherry blossom. I was like, nah. It was the same pattern all around. Yeah.
See, I'll have that once every 2 weeks. Like,
whereas the koi one you wanted to show me was kind of alternating, and the glaze wasn't quite.
But that was its charm.
Yeah, but you need to understand.
No, what our listeners need to understand is your body language right now. You're getting a little tense just thinking about this. This strange pattern on the teacup. You're just not dealing with it.
I'm not. It's the uneven paint. It's okay if you're paying $2 for it, but it was an expensive teacup. And I'm like, that's what I get? Just like this.
I think we really enjoyed our time there.
If I could drink out of it and go, another, you know what I mean? I'd do it.
I
it was like 50 cents. But no, it was an expensive teacup. And I'm like, it's just rubbish.
I did take note of your reference to Thor there.
My Thor reference? Well, expect them.
Wait.
As far as in my book, this is going to be a recurring theme.
So, back to the Avengers.
And I don't want to keep going because you're only allowed to have a few seconds of a musical cue.
I want you to rate all the Avengers from Woodbangs. So, you'd have to sleep
with all
of them.
I feel like this is crossing over into our...
No, it's not. It's not.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, so the one you'd want to sleep with the most, the least.
Oh.
And it's just the Avengers.
Just the Avengers?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you know that's... Yep.
Could be Smurders.
Because, you know, she'd be Troop of the Lurst.
Troop of the Lurst. Could
be Smurders. Word burn.
Didn't people even understand? I thought, those crazy Australians.
Could be Smulders number one, Woodbang. 10 out of 10. Okay, so...
I think you already know what number one is.
No, I really don't, because it's an age issue for me.
Really?
So I'm going to say number one would be Steve Rogers.
Yes, because he's 22?
Yes.
Okay. Man, he is a really mature-looking 22-year-old.
He's not. Well, the actual actors.
Chris Evans. Chris Evans is like 30-something,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah, but yeah. That's part of Cap's charm, I guess. He's the youngest, but he's the most... I wouldn't say mature, but just...
Well, he's the oldest,
responsible,
really.
And... Well, yeah.
Technically.
Well, he's like 90.
Yeah, everyone's like 150 years old.
Well, I suppose, yeah. Well, no, he's not the oldest. Thor would be the oldest.
Oh, yeah.
He's the oldest human.
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
Thor's a little bitch.
So what about Thor? Damn. This is going to be difficult. Okay, I'm going to say last, just because of sexual preference and nothing else, would be Black Widow.
Yep.
It's because... Oh, she's lovely. It's fine.
But she's a good woman to have your first lesbian experience.
Oh, absolutely. If I'm just going to do it.
You know.
Fat Scarlett Johansson.
There we go.
No question. But, yeah. Bottom in terms of sexual just preference. Just what turns me on and what doesn't. So I'm going to say number one would be Mr. Steve Rogers. Number two would be, you know what I want to say?
You know what I really don't understand? Is you put the woman last, but put Hulk penis, you know.
Yeah, but when I think Hulk, I don't think while he's hulking out.
Yeah,
I think Mark Ruffalo, which is like, oh.
No, well, no, I said the Avengers, and you know from when we watched The Incredible Hulk that he can't have intercourse because he gets a little bit hulky. And I'm not talking in a good way.
Okay, so he's last. Even though Mark Ruffalo, row. Hulk, yeah.
He's cute.
It'd rip it apart.
Yeah, rip it apart.
There'd be nothing left. I just spat a tiny weeny bit.
So okay. I was a little bit excited talking about Hulk penis.
Can we talk about turn-ons and turn-offs during the Avengers? And
after you do the list, after you can.
All right, you're going to do your list. I assume you're thinking about yours now. Okay, so I'm going to say number one, Steve Rogers. Number two would be Thor. Number three would be, which you're going to think is odd that he's number three, would be Tony Stark, because you think I put him first or
second. Yeah, I actually thought.
The thing is, once something gets used enough, you think, you don't want it as much.
It's like, I don't want to take a turn on the time bicycle.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Yeah, I'd want it if it were just me, but it's not.
Is Cap still a virgin?
Yeah.
So he would be a primo.
As of the Avengers, yeah.
You'd be
That's okay.
He's a primo, man.
I popped that cherry.
Always round two.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is not a one-off.
This is marriage.
Yeah, this is a repeat.
Stage 5 Klingon you are.
Okay, so my number two is Thor, just because, you know.
See, that is actually terrifying because...
Maybe I'd even put Tony Stark after. No, 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 I'd put Hawkeye fourth, and then I've got Black Widow, and then Hulk.
Well, see, what was I saying? Oh, Thor. Everything he does, he's very strong, and, you know, he's very forceful. And I'm not saying...
It's not a bad thing in the bedroom.
I'm not going to say you need charge. A rape whistle or anything. But, like...
You might feel it in the morning.
At his climax, I think he would be sent through the wall into another room is just my impressions.
Okay, so give me yours then. Because I think we can guess your number one.
Okay, tell me what was my number one. I want you to assume. Go.
Going to assume that it would be Steve Rogers.
You would be wrong.
Okay, who would be your number one?
Because number one would be Tony Stark because he is experienced and I want to experience that once.
No, I just...
But see, I'm...
I like the unknown.
I'm not the...
More than the...
I'm not the relationship sort of thing. I just want, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, for what you're looking for, then yeah, Tony Stark.
Tony Stark.
You get the job done and you'd be like...
Well, see you later.
This guy knows the job.
Pepper Potts wouldn't even have to take out the trash the next morning, you know? I'd be gone.
Like, well, like, I know how this works. I know what this is.
See ya.
Yep.
And then...
Can't believe you go for Tony Stark.
Hey, I'm over vain.
That. Just flame on.
No, see...
Just want to...
Flame on. But he's a primo. He'd be a primo. And I'm thinking in a one-night sort of...
Okay, yeah, for a one-nighter. Yeah, okay, I understand.
Okay, so...
Who's your number two?
My number two... See, it's a toss-up between Thor and Black Widow.
Both... Fine specimens of just
is there an option of a threesome?
Just for complicatedness, because I would just be like, just gangbang for me.
No. Because Natasha Romanoff and Tony Stark have slept together in the comics, so they would have familiarity. I'd be the new blood sort of thing, so they'd give me all the attention.
Just one as a one-off, because this is going to get confusing.
Oh, okay, so I can't have both of them at the same time? Nope. Oh, that would be amazing.
So who's your number two? Natasha Romanoff?
See, she annoys the...
Damn fine.
Okay, you know how I feel about stupid bitches and whiny bitches. And her little display after the Hulk...
Yeah, she... Her mother was raped by a Hulk.
Okay. That is true. Okay.
I'm like, I wonder if she's just going to let this go.
No.
Sally was really mad when I said that. She's like, Rin, that's not what happened. That's not how it went. And I was just like, I don't know. She seems kind of too scared of... The Hulk.
Oh, I would be shit
for it not to be like some sort of deep seated thing. Like okay. Watching your mother get raped by a Hulk.
Just drop it.
It's dropped. I've mentioned it on the podcast. It's gone.
Rape is not a funny thing.
No, you're right. I'm very sorry.
So, God, I'd want to say Thor because I'd be like, yeah, I did it. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm the sort of lady, you know, who doesn't mind getting thrown into the next room.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, if it's good, it's good.
Every now and then you're like,
Okay, so, I don't want to have Natasha Romanoff as three because it makes it seem like I don't want her as much, you know? I want to...
Oh, who cares?
I care.
In this context, for you, they're just like meat, right? So then who cares?
Just bang them?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's put Natasha as three then.
Yep. Oh, what are you going to do for four?
Four? So basically I have left is...
You have...
And Hawkeye.
And Cap.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, Cap. Number four, just because he's a primo, like he seems like a really nice guy, and I'd let him take me on a
date. He seems like he'd make you breakfast in the morning.
I would go dancing with him, okay?
I'm getting like a little bit now.
No, but see, like, he
Captain America,
he would already sleep with me if he really liked me, and like, I wouldn't want to break his heart because
you mean that's you gotta put a lot of okay, I'm thinking about you gotta put a lot of work into it,
yeah. So he would be my number four, and this is the hard one because
gone strong,
all right. So you know how I feel about a certain Hawkeye.
A certain Hawkeye? You mean not Mash Hawkeye?
No, not...
Or Hawkeye from Full Metal Alchemist.
Okay, you know how I feel about both of those Hawkeyes. Not Full Metal Alchemist, because I haven't watched it. Alan Alda.
I just kind of angry about Full Metal Alchemist.
Alan Alda? No, I'm talking about Alan Alda.
No,
and
not
Hawkeye.
Alan Alda. Oh, although...
Well, I would take old Alan Alda now. Old Hawkeye before taking... Hawkeye.
You're a crazy woman.
I just don't like
him. Let's get away from the MASH. Let's go back to the Avengers.
Yeah, okay. See, I would rather die before banging Hawkeye, so I would take the Hulk penis and die before I got to the last one.
I mean, I feel conflicted because I think Hulk deserves love too, but I don't think Hawkeye's done anything wrong.
You know what I'm feeling?
What?
I'm feeling threesome with Betty so he doesn't lose control.
Or I'll just have her in the room. Or she's like you watch.
She's a voyeur or something like that. And so he stays calm and I'll just give him a wristy or something.
Yeah.
I'll put on, like, a Haz suit and all that. Just
a suit of armor.
No, because, like, if his blood is, like, radioactive or gamma radiation or whatever, wouldn't his spunk...
Oh, yeah, because when Stan Lee drank his blood, he got, like, he died.
No, he didn't die, he got sick, but, like...
No, Stan Lee died.
No, he got sick.
I assume that old guy carked it.
He did not.
Well, we'll agree to disagree. Someone will correct us.
Yeah, someone will correct us.
And like, then... actually, I think you're fine. Oh my god, I think you're confirmed.
Oh my god.
So, wait, what were we going to talk about after we did this?
Turn-offs
of the movie.
I think this is just a very Avenger podcast. Cut out everything we've done thus far. And Avengers.
That's okay. We get it out of our system. It's a love.
It's never going to get out of your system. She's making very strange hand gestures, like I'm meant to know what she means.
No, it's okay.
Understand these emotions that she feels.
Turn-offs. Okay. During the movie, I was talking about my turn-ons and turn-offs to the movie. And I love the Avengers, but it does have a few turn-offs for me. And I'd say one of the turn-offs would be when you realise that Mark Ruffalo has been motorcycling for a while without underwear, and then Hulk's out without underwear.
Yeah.
And then, you know, fights an entire battle.
Without underwear.
Yeah, that's a little
turn. And then we related it to the time when we watched Phantom Menace, and I was watching Ewan McGregor jump around in his PJs, like doing his flips and whatnot. And I was like, I wonder if he's wearing PJs, because...
Not PJs, you mean undies.
No. He wear his little Jedi outfit reminds me of PJs.
Yeah. You say, I wonder if he's wearing PJs, meaning you wonder if he wears undies.
No, when he's in his PJs, oh, I wonder if he's wearing PJs, undies. Yeah. And, like, he'd be slapping his thighs quite a bit if he weren't. Like, oi, you know what we need to do? We need to get a video and, like, edit...
No, we're clapping and, like, upsetting the levels.
We're excited now. There's a lot of clapping.
We should have started the podcast when we were feeling the energy. So what about you? Do you have turn-offs?
You didn't really discuss yours. Or did you? Is that your one thing?
No. Well, no. I had a few... No, my major turn-off for the whole movie? Loki killing Coulson.
Spoiler alert.
It's no spoiler alert.
So someone might not have seen the images.
Forget that. We've already spoiled bunches of it.
Yes. Hulk actually rapes Romanoff's mum.
You can spoil that in a flashback.
Rape is not funny.
No. So that's my major turn off.
Another turn off was Loki spitting.
Yeah, on the glass.
I have that in a lot of movies.
But for me, it's... Loki was spitting. It's so human.
See, one of my favourite movies of all time would be Hard Candy. And I thought
I wonder why.
No, actually, Patrick Wilson is a very sexy man. People who don't know him, he's Raoul in Phantom of the Opera. He's a very sexy man. He's meant to be a pretty boy.
Yep. Bishy.
Quite a bit of a bishy.
Bishy IRL.
Real life bishy, yeah. He has a scene where he spits on some glass and he gets quite snot-nosed.
That's a turn off.
At one point I was like, So yeah, I see where you're coming from. Like, that's a great movie.
And Cap's makeup as well. It takes me right out of the movie. When I'm like, oh, why would you do... He's got such beautiful bright eyes. It's like, oh, they need to look wider. Put some white under the eyes. Because that's the trick you use in theatre.
Maybe he needed to be younger. Maybe that's why they did it.
No, that doesn't make you look younger. It just makes your eyes look brighter and larger. Which could be youngitude.
But see, I liked Chris Evans before everyone saw Captain America, so everyone can meet my bum.
You liked him in Fantastic Four, did ya?
No, I liked him in Not Another Teen Movie.
Oh, yeah, that's ages back.
Yeah, and I...
Jesus, you got on that boat way early.
I know. There you go. I'm
sitting there alone in the corner just going, trust me, this boat's going to take off, you wait.
That's why I had no friends growing up other than you, because I was on that boat all alone. Sitting there by myself with the unicorn.
You wait.
No, he's a sexy man. Those eyebrows, I don't... Like, you haven't seen Scott Pilgrim, but, like, that's when his eyebrows are very emphasized. He can do very sexy things with his eyebrows. He is...
perfect Captain America as well, I want to add.
Oh, you said you wouldn't mind seeing Zac Efron.
No, right? I said Zac Efron could do it if you were bulkier.
Yeah. Well, he could be bulkier.
I like Zac Efron. I'm not going to deny it.
So you openly admit that you like a Disney star?
I don't like High School Musical, if that's what you mean.
Oh, never mind. Like, people are predisposed to not like Disney stars.
I went to go see High School Musical 3 at cinema. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Is that because of Efron?
Yeah, a big part of it. And Sharpay.
Who's Sharpay?
What's her name? She's got a big crooked nose, but God.
Is that Ashley Tisdale?
She wore cute stuff. That's why I was like a bit of costume porn. She came in wearing this like cute little mini skirt with cute little pink boots, and I was like, that's cute.
Did you just wanted to take it home and keep her in a pocket?
No, I just wanted the outfit. Like put her on a shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like take her home to meet your parents.
No. Like a puppy. You know, you don't want
Ashley Tisdale. You want to do crooked. Crooked nose.
She got it fixed.
I think she's got a big nose, not a crooked nose.
No, it was crooked. She got it fixed. See, so if you see her now, it won't be crooked. But she had what are those things called? The nostrils were like crooked, like twisted.
Well, I don't pay attention to her. Though I will openly admit that I do like Vanessa Hudgens.
Uh-huh.
Not for High School Musical and anything else other than Sucker Punch.
Mm.
She played Blondie, which is another favourite movie of mine.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Yeah. I watched it here with you, didn't I?
Yeah, you may watch it. I got it on DVD.
What were your thoughts? Decent?
Yeah.
Australian played the lead?
Yeah, I thought she was good. I thought the introductory scene was just spectacular.
Are you being...
No, I'm being totally honest. With that haunting music, it was...
Sweet dreams are made of these.
Sweet dreams. Copyright.
But you know what? She actually sung that.
Yeah, I know.
Fun fact.
I got that song on the soundtrack.
Oh, that's right.
It's in the cloud. Do you have the cloud?
No, I don't.
You need to get in it.
No. See, I'm very behind. I used to think I was quite a down pat with the internet.
The cloud's just spectacular.
What is the cloud? The SoundCloud?
No. SoundCloud's an app and a website. The cloud is just digital storage of your information.
Yeah, I don't trust the internet.
Yeah, there have been stories of people's clouds getting, like, deleted and abused and stuff. But I don't keep anything sensitive on there, just, like, pictures and stuff.
I got a lot of porn.
Yeah, probably don't put it in the cloud.
Yeah.
No, just...
I don't want that to accidentally, like, if I say, yeah, just sync everything, and then it just picks
up. Yeah,
see,
I don't say sync everything, and I don't really have anything sensitive on there, like pictures of the dog and stuff like that. That stupid video we made in the city where we were like, are we going to send this stuff to,
Bitchface?
Your lovely ex-friend.
Bitchface? That one?
Yeah. So just crap on there.
I don't know.
We haven't talked turn-ons. I just realised we got sidetracked by ourselves.
Bum, 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 bum. Everywhere. So many bum shots.
Oh, my God. Sally.
Sally?
Sally was like, oh, I didn't even notice that there was that much in there. But the whole movie, I was just going,
bum.
Who was that meme with the dome, that ass? I was like.
Yeah, that's the one thing that annoyed me about Captain America, the movie, is that he had a very loose suit.
Yeah, what the hell? I think it was a reflection of the time.
Though. Yeah, but then...
But I feel like it was made up for the
Yeah. But they're like, oh, well, just like, you skipped out on them. She's grabbing the air at the moment.
I did not say flame on. I was mature. And I was like, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say it. That's the thing I say while I'm watching Captain America.
Flame on.
When he comes out, it's like... And you're like,
I don't know.
He's
what
hot. That and it's like, boop, 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 and you go, flame on.
I didn't understand any of that. And I had gestures, and the people at home must be very confused right now.
Don't worry about it. The German guy's like, you need to stay a good man.
Oh, you need to stay a good man. Oh, I think I just offended the Germans.
Not a perfect soldier, but a good man.
Shh, we don't want to offend the Germans with that bad accent.
I love German. I'm a bit German. Back in the line.
Americans love Australians, but that doesn't stop them from offending us.
Do you really get offended? You know that episode of The Simpsons with Australia is banned in America?
Are you being legit with it?
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah, some stations won't play. Do you know the Australian episode where Bart rings up and prank calls that Australian kid?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, it's banned in some places in America because it's offensive. It's offensive. They're
to
like,
Australians?
Oh. No, yeah, to Australians. Like, it could upset
us. Oh, it is very offensive.
That's one of my favourite episodes. Yeah, where it's just like, oh, that's a call to bullfrog. A bullfrog? Oh, and a call to chat.
No.
I just love that, and they're getting the kangaroo's pouch, and it's all greasy. And I just liked it.
Now the cops have got boomerangs. I see you played knifey spoony before.
I see you played knifey spoony before. She goes into the bar. She's like, I like a coffee. Beer it is. No, a coffee. Beer. I don't know about America, if this is some sort of reflection of American culture with Marge, but if you go into a pub or a bar, where the pub's here, but if you go into a bar, you can't get a coffee.
No,
you don't. That's what cafes are for. So that was actually quite a clever joke, if in America, when you go to a bar, you can get coffee.
Oh, you'd expect you could get.
Yeah, if you went into a bar here and ordered a coffee, they'd look at you like you had two heads. It'd be like, what, coffee liqueur?
They want to, like, sober you up. So
nah, here you couldn't do it.
Yeah, because everyone drink drives here. YOLO, bitches.
What? YOLO. You want to be YOLOing very much if you drink drive.
You only die once. YOLO.
But yeah, that's just a B, E. The bit where they're going into our parliament, and it's like Parliament of Austria. Scribble that and they put a little L.
Okay, so that episode was...
If they said governor, then that's not right.
No, they didn't say governor, they said gavner.
Gavner.
No, might be different,
that's
I don't
British.
Know.
That's British. Yeah. I think, if we do
and
have...
the governor was, like, in the pond, remember? And he was
No, that was the prime minister. No, they've quoted it wrong because the guy in the pond is the prime minister. Oh. He goes, I'm going to tell my local member of parliament. And he goes out and he goes, that's a bloody outrage, the pig farmer. I'm going to take this all the way to the prime minister. And that's the guy who's, like, drunk in the lake in, like, a little inner tube. Oh, we missed the prime minister.
It's Mrs. Prime Minister now.
Oh, okay. Anyway, our centre of government, our Parliament House.
Mm-hmm. What is with the boot? Do we like to kick people, or was that...
Did your parents or grandparents ever say, I'll give you a booting?
Oh, yeah, I guess
that's what it is.
I thought everyone said that.
Yeah, no, it's particular here. Like, if someone said, I'll give you a booting, or you get the boot, I'd be like, whoa. Hold on. Yeah.
My mum was predisposed to
like,
the
even hand. Even the saying, it's like, yeah, I'll give you a boot in the bum.
Yeah.
That's what it is, boot in the bum.
That bit was a little offensive. I remember being young and being a little bit offended.
I remember being young and just being like,
No, I remember going...
With the evil koala on the helicopter. Dun, 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 dun.
They will kill you.
Oh, yeah. I remember being in, like, grade 4, reading through a book of dangerous Australian animals.
And then there's the koala.
Literally every Australian animal was in there. Koala was there. It's like, oh, koalas are being cute and cuddly. They can give you syphilis. Like, they've got, like, lots of sexually transmitted diseases, which they can transmit
to us. Why would you have sex with a koala in the first place?
No. If, like, you can get it from just touching it. And also, they've got a really strong grip, so they can really, like, do you some damage
like
if they want to.
Like a cobra sort of grip? Do cobras constrict?
No, you're thinking of boa constrictors.
There we go.
So the constrict comes in. No, because they're hanging in trees all day, mm-hmm. trees with not a lot of bark, eucalyptus tree. Mm-hmm. So they've really got to have, like, claws. Yeah, and kangaroos was on the list. Because boxing kangaroo is a joke, but a kangaroo will kick you.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a kangaroo they've got little arms like Tyrannosaurus.
There's a few videos on YouTube where tourists have tried to box with a kangaroo.
That's stupid.
It'll and then they just get kicked.
It'll kick the shit out of you. This is an animal that moves by jumping around. Yeah. They've got big, massive, strong legs.
You know what's funny is I try to, like, again with my American friends, I try not to fit the Australian stereotype. And, they're always stereotyping me and, you know, talking about riding a koala. And
not what you mean riding a kangaroo.
Oh, yeah.
With your pet koala.
Yeah, with my pet koala, taking him to the vet. I was having a discussion with them and I was like, no, like, I haven't seen a kangaroo in ages, blah, 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 blah. And then I went to go get some Maccas. And what do I see on the road in the middle of suburbia? And it wasn't even a little kangaroo. It was one of the giant grey ones that are from the outback.
A lot of people forget that, but there's roos. If you wanted to, like, I live in a suburb which is near a national park, mm-hmm. just swarming with kangaroos. And people used to think, oh, it's so common, kangaroos everywhere. And then people were like, oh, don't be stupid, that's not true. So now I think the thought is that kangaroos are something you don't see often, and you do.
Well,
I used to, when I was living in Mirrabooka, there were roos like in just the bushland around. This is a funny Australian cliche story. There's an Australian animal, deadly, it'll kill you. Blue tongue lizard.
Yep. Is it? Oh, okay. Cool.
No, apparently they have quite bad bacteria in their mouth. So okay. If they bite you, it gets really badly infected. Uh-huh. When I was living in Maribyrnong, there'd just be blue tongue lizards in my backyard in the morning. Just sitting in the sun in my sandpit when I was about 10. Just like, and they're big too.
You know they didn't see that face you just pulled.
The blue tongue lizards, they're a big lizard. I'd say maybe at least half a metre. Oh, they're big. They're like a few feet long.
Oh, well, this guy was this tiny.
About this big. No, they're big.
Oh, that's
with
scary.
With big heads. Oh, yeah, it's scary as crap.
Big funny tails too.
Big claws and funny tails. They're kind of rounded.
Sounds like a goanna. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not long like a Komodo dragon. Yeah, they're kind of rounded like a spearhead. Like a round spearhead. And it'd just be sitting in my sandpit. Yeah, just...
Fun fact, it's meant to look like a head.
Yeah, it looks like its head backwards.
Yeah, so things attack it.
With its big blue tongue hanging out. It's like.
Well, last time I saw a blue tongue lizard was not long after I actually saw
the roo.
You saw the roo, but the roo was like at 2 a.m. in the morning. So
that it's probably why it was out looking for stuff to eat. Going to the Maccas.
Going to the Maccas. I was like, can I have a ride? He's just chilling on my driveway.
How big was it?
You said he's only little.
I know this guy. Can was you just huge.
Relay that?
That's about a foot.
Okay, so yeah, about a foot. And he's just chilling there, and I hadn't noticed him yet. And then Po, my dog.
He is an Australian Shepherd, which is like a German Shepherd, but bigger and browner.
He's red. He's a little orphan.
Oh, yeah, in terms of dog colouring, it's red.
He is, you see him, like, getting worked up, and he's circling in one spot, and it was a dirt driveway, if you remember?
Yep.
And I was going, what's wrong? And, like, I can't push him away, and, like, I'm like...
So when you're living up at Junders?
Edgewater.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, there's like that big park with the lake. I bet you got lots of wildlife.
Yeah, and I pushed him aside, and, like, I got quite close to it without seeing it, and then I saw it, and it hissed at me, and I screamed, and I heard it echo in the street, and I just bolted back up the...
The first time we were surprised, but it kept happening, and I wasn't sure if it was the same lizard, but you'd just be like, acting like, there's the lizard.
No, I can't...
You're like, we got to chase it out the yard.
I can't deal with... snakes, lizards. I can't even deal with fish. Like, that sort of texture and scales can't deal.
No, it's like the first time, I just got used to it. Maybe it's because I just get used to the wildlife like that. But I suppose in America...
I want to see a squirrel if I ever go to America.
Yeah, this is where you hear the stereotype. It seems like they don't have a lot of wildlife, but they've got, like, raccoons and foxes and squirrels. I want to see a raccoon too. That's what kangaroos and blue-tongued lizards and stuff are for us. You see them, but not every day.
Only at 2 a.m. when you're going to get Maccas.
So when you say a grey kangaroo, because they're
like, outback.
I think the biggest kangaroo is the red kangaroo, but no, the grey kangaroo?
I'm pretty sure the grey, it was the taller one of the two. I'm pretty but sure it was a grey.
Okay, I think the red one's more common.
I don't know, but it was huge. Yeah, it was a male. Grey kangaroos
are scary. Oh yeah, you could tell.
Taller than my car. He was just jumping along, and when he was standing, he was taller than my car. So imagine if he extended his legs. I would be, I'd just run out of there. Well, thank God I was in my car.
You know what you don't see very often? Emus.
No,
they only live out in the bush.
Yeah. Which they is kind what of we freak would call me the out desert. Because they, they eat rocks. Did you know that?
Yeah,
they
to digest.
That's just weird.
Like, I think a couple of birds do that.
Speaking of which, I would like to address, I don't know if it's people assume because we're in Perth or every Australian city is like this, but no, we don't all live in the desert, and a majority of the population don't live in the desert.
Pass me a rice ball. I want to eat while you talk. Oh, thank you, love.
Yes, my American friends were quite surprised when I told them, no, there is greenery all around my house. Like, you know, eucalyptus trees and, like, what's it called? Fauna and flora?
Flora, plants, fauna, animals.
Well, it's all different, but it's still green. It's got an Aussie tinge to it, obviously.
Let's face it. We have desert plants. We just plant grass to make it seem like we're not in the desert. Yeah. Okay, we're not as deserty as Kalgoorlie, which is where I grew up, which is desert.
No. The way they described it to me was like red dirt everywhere and a shack.
Oh, they must have been to Kalgoorlie. What are we talking about?
Cali.
Going back to Cali.
So we go in America, they have Cali. California, isn't that it? Isn't that what they call it over there?
California.
What?
In the city, California.
You can't sing. You're going to get sued.
Yeah, I'm going to get sued. No, I think in Australia, I don't know about overseas, I think it's 11 seconds.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure we could be sued in America if we put this stuff on the internet.
Oh, that's not how American stuff works, though. Because I could say it was a parody, in America they would come after me. Because I'm like, I don't know, I was singing about a place called Kalgoorlie, it wasn't your song.
Oh. See what you did there.
Because in America, they've got freedom of speech, which protects
America?
America. They have freedom of speech, which protects... It protects parody.
Because they'd like to make parodies over there, don't they? One thing I can't stand is bad Australian accents in American movies.
Oh, I kind of love them.
To laugh at?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like just...
They're not often good.
They're never good.
I would say most people in Australia sound like the dude who plays Thor.
Well, without the whole...
Another thing, you know, like the Asgardian.
Yeah, the Asgardian's tingy eyes of what I know. So a lot of people do mistake us for being British, and unless, you know, we're quite familiar with each other, and which we are, so right now we could be quite Australian, I'm not really paying attention, but put us...
We were going to tone it down, do you remember that conversation?
Yeah, I was going to tone it down. I think
we did a good job.
Back in bed.
I mean, we're not talking a lot, this, are we?
Put us out back in the barbecue after, you know, a few ciders. We do get quite stereotypical.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
Can we talk about shrimp on the barbie?
Yes, we can address that. We don't actually call them shrimp.
No. Americans will say this to you on the internet. Yeah. That I would put a shrimp on the barbie. Thinking they're really clever when they don't realise that's not us. That was an ad that was made by our government to sell Australia as a tourist destination to Americans.
Yes.
We call them prawns.
Yeah. Isn't that what they are? Isn't that their technical term?
We don't call them shrimp.
Shrimp doesn't sound appetising.
No, it doesn't. Prawns are like, prawns. Isn't shrimp like, I ate like 10 prawns today.
Don't like whales eat shrimp? Isn't
that's
they?
Krill.
Oh, krill. Oh, well, I just learned something.
Have you seen on the telly? They're selling krill oil. You know how they're doing fish oil?
You know what really creeps me out about that ad is that the mascot is a fish and it's selling fish oil and it drinks.
You're talking about the fish oil.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying.
They were selling fish oil tablets and they started selling fish oil. Now they're selling krill.
Yep.
The ad's just a dude going, oh, krill, buy it. It's great. It's like, they do the same cliche thing. Oh, you'd have to take 10,000 of these fish capsules to get one
27,000 tubs of yogurt.
Yeah. That's how
I think 27 is my go-to number. I think I said it like 27 times.
Oh, I'd say about.
Or 28 now.
Yeah. So that's what I'm talking about. It's krill. Stupid. Krill oil.
I like how this is somehow turned to krill oil.
Yeah. We got away from it, didn't we? Shrimp on the barbie. Yeah. The Crocodile Dundee, who was in the ad.
Yeah. Oh, one day we have to go to America. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have Starbucks.
I can't believe people complain about Starbucks. It's a coffee place that's open basically 24 hours a day. That, for me, greatest thing ever.
Well, see, I'd be drinking hot chocolates because I'm not a coffee drinker. You know.
But even then, you're thinking, okay, it's however time it is now. I feel like a hot drink and a snack. Where am I going to go? Starbucks.
Ghostbusters.
Sophisticated comedy.
No. Just no.
Okay. Have you ever found a podcast you're like, oh, listen to an early one. You're like, that's horrible. Like, the audio quality is crap. And you're like, I've never heard of that person.
Who's that? So, Stormtroopers.
Stormtroopers. What did you just say about Mein Kampf? I don't want to talk about. I have to show
I'm really out of my comfort zone right here.
Are you telling Holocaust jokes? Because I don't like them, and frankly, I will not stand for them.
And frankly. What I would like to say is that you have got a lot of editing stuff to do because of yourself.
It's good. It'll teach me how to use the lovely program called Audacity.
Don't give away our secrets, man.
It's not a secret. I googled podcast editing software, and Audacity was the first thing on here. That's not a secret. They're like, I wonder how these ladies do what they do.
That's just so good at what they do.
It's so in.
Yeah, I think.
So what? In, it's meta.
Oh, sick. Oh, we didn't say that. This is the meta show. You know, I think we should do a proper intro and then just put it to the front.
No, I like this.
We didn't even say, hey, this is the meta show. Welcome to the...
They can see what it's called. Yeah, but we're like...
Welcome to the first episode, guys.
This isn't just start playing on the radio. They're like, what is this enchanting program? Like, they've seen on the internet. They know what it is.
All right, so we're good to stop?
We still haven't done Kill, Bang, Marry.
Okay, because Kill, Bang, Marry.
Who was on our list?
I don't know,
let's introduce it. Yes. We want to do Kill, Bang, Marry. You heard the game. If you haven't, you'll know by how we play it. If you're listening, if anyone's listening, just send us suggestions for Kill, Bang, Marry. Or we'll come up with them ourselves. But it's a fun game. It's one of our favourite games to play when we're drunk.
We did play for a good... Wait, no, we weren't drunk last time. We went for a good 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. We just went at it.
We did. Good giggle.
So, who is on our Kill, Bang, Marry today, Envy?
I came up with it.
She did. And it's in keeping with our
theme. Yeah, with our Avengers theme. We're going to call this the Avengers episode, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Australian Avengers.
I want to call it
Double A
podcast, because if we can't save it, we'll avenge it.
So your three choices are Loki,
mm-hmm.
the Hulk,
yep.
or Hawkeye, and you must choose to kill one, bang one, marry one. And
you go first because I went first in my list of...
Well, let me just clarify one thing. We have this option... Oh, well, let me back it up again.
Yeah.
When you kill someone, you strangle them and you watch
the standard rules of practice.
Okay, so this is... It's not like you can wash your hands or you can hire someone to kill them. No, you are on top of them, you strangle them.
You see the life leave their eyes.
Yeah, and, like, for some reason, like, say the Hulk, you could do that.
Yeah.
So for some magical reason.
Yeah.
Bang would be the most amazing sex you've ever had.
Yeah, just the hottest night ever.
But it'd be one night only and, like, you'd never... Like, it would just be the hottest night ever, but never again. And then marry, you still have a sex life.
Just the longest, most fulfilling relationship. Yeah, it's the happiest relationship.
It's a beautiful relationship, not as hot as... The sex wouldn't be as hot as the one night.
No, that one night would be like in the back of your brain going, oh, damn. But you're happy.
Yeah,
you're happy in it.
You're in love and blah, blah, blah. And now there is this option that we came up with last time we played, which was called Poison Biscuit.
Poison Biscuit.
Which is just a term that came up because I didn't want to answer something. And basically, you can choose the poison biscuit
method, which I'll explain this one because you so lovely and enchantingly explained the last one.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a half measure. So to kill your killee, you poison them. You give them a poison biscuit. You don't have to see it happen. It just happens. It's done out of the way. For the sex, it's, what was that, handy?
Yeah, a wristy.
Yeah, a wristy. And for the marriage, it's... It's
separate beds.
Yeah, it's separate beds is what we decided. So separate beds, just a sad little life. Where's my flannel type thing?
It's just mutual benefit.
It's a marriage of necessity. And just
yeah, so you're not ease. Sad, but you're not, you know...
You're not loving.
And you're not that cute old kissy couple. Kissy. Yeah, this is basically...
Yeah.
So our list is Loki, Hulk, and Hawkeye. I don't think we're going to have to take the poison biscuit one with this...
No, I don't foresee a poison biscuit on this horizon.
Oh, I might, actually, but no. I went poison biscuit the first one.
Okay, so you go first, because I went first on my list.
Okay, so...
She's got copy.
I've got copy, just so I can look at the list, because this is always hard, because I've picked characters that I don't particularly like.
Yeah, that was the point. We tried to go across the board. Well, Envy picked them.
Alright, so I'm going to say I bang Loki, just because he looks like a kinky bastard.
Yeah,
like he's into
I can get behind that. Right. You know my thoughts.
Alright, I'm going to marry the Hulk.
Because you know, I never talked about my turn-ons, so I'll just quickly do that. Just Loki, full stop.
Just turn-ons Loki.
Yeah, just get that out of the way.
I'm going to marry the Hulk, because it's still a loving relationship. I don't particularly have to have
sex.
He
was really nice with
Betty.
Betty, yeah.
And, like, he can still...
And who knows, you might cure it.
Yeah, he might cure it one day.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna... Wait, is this as Hulk or as Bruce Banner?
This is Bruce Banner slash Hulk. Okay. So you got to put up with the Bruce Banner, but you also got to put up with the Hulk. So if he, like, doesn't Hulk out, because he goes years without Hulking out.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, marry him and then I'd kill Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Because I can't stand Hawkeye. I don't know if I've addressed this yet, but I can't stand Hawkeye. And the more you say you like him, the more I don't like him. Like, I would have just been like, oh, no, I'm not a fan. But just... Everyone's fandom with him, and he's just crap, and it just really makes me angry.
Yeah. Okay, mine is, I would go God of Fidelity, and I would, this is not Poison Biscuit, this is just hot sex, great relationship, strangle.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel really bad, but I get it done.
I get it done. Get her done.
Get her done.
I'd enjoy killing Hawkeye. I'd just like, yeah, you're
the
little
thing with killing
the
Hulk is, if we're taking the Hulk from the Avengers, he seems like he wants to die. I'm just giving him an out.
Yeah, well, we've discussed this before.
Yeah, I would kill the Hulk.
Because you'd be able to do that.
Just because I don't want to have to deal with someone who's that, a fuse. I don't want to have to deal with someone who's that. I got to be touchy around.
Well, see, this is easy for you because you like Hawkeye.
Yeah.
I should have made it hard for you.
Oh, that's what I want my hot night with Hawkeye.
And then you're going to marry Loki.
Yeah, I'd marry Loki. That's what I said. Oh, I made a quite... I made a quite in-depth Marvel / Norse god reference, which I didn't even think about. Yes, I would marry Loki.
Okay, so you said you didn't want to deal with Bruce Banner's shit, but you're going to take that psychopath? You're going to marry with him?
Yeah.
Or does he treat you differently?
No. In the comics, he loved his wife.
He has a wife?
Yeah. I can't remember her name. She's the god of fidelity. He tricked her into marrying him, and he loves her.
Sick.
Yeah.
So that's you.
Yeah, that's me.
So gorgeous. I don't care what people
and say. And with the Hawkeye? Oh, that would be a hot
look line. At you. You're a little bit blushing right now. Look at you.
Because I get to talk about Loki, and you know how Moe I get.
And remember, people, Moe means huggable.
Huggable. Yeah, just like a...
You just want to...
Yeah. Affection. And with Hawkeye, that would be a hot night. You see that guy's arms?
You know how I feel about this man.
Yeah.
You're not going to win me over.
What I'm saying is, I'd get in it.
You'd get in it. So he wouldn't be in you. You would get in him.
Here's what my question is. Why would you pick Loki for sex over Hawkeye?
Because I don't want to marry him and I don't want to bang him.
But he seems like he'd be into some, like, weird stuff.
Really? He seems really boring.
You reckon?
And really tactless.
What, this is like Cap, probably virgin? Probably virgin. No one likes him.
Oh, nobody likes him now? I thought you said everyone likes him.
In Asgard? No one likes him. Oh, are we talking about the internet community? Everyone likes him. We're talking about Asgard? No one likes him. Only Thor.
Only Thor likes Hawkeye.
No, not Hawkeye. Loki.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Hawkeye. Well, you were saying, why don't you bang Hawkeye?
Yeah, no, I'm saying, why would you bang Loki?
Because it would be fun.
What I'm saying is, it would be just weird, wouldn't it?
It'd be godly.
Would it, though? That's what I'm saying. He's probably a virgin, because nobody likes him.
Didn't you say he had a wife?
Yeah, who he tricked into marrying him.
Yeah, but he practiced on her.
No, so what he's saying is she's married, so this is not Loki from the Avengers. This is Loki from the comics.
Okay, so...
Because I'm marrying Loki from the Avengers, because I don't want the dirty old, weird-looking one with the crooked teeth and the pointy nose.
Okay. So basically, you want me to change my answer.
I don't want you to change your answer. I want you to justify it, because I justified mine.
I did justify it.
I said he's got big arms. He seems pretty brooding.
Why do I want to kill him?
Seems like he would be pretty hot.
Why do I want to kill him? Because he annoys the shit out of me. Like, Tobey Maguire annoys the shit out of me. Like, Edward Norton annoys the shit out of me.
I was saying, I don't think having sex with Loki is a good alternative. That's like, that'd be the worst part of the relationship, wouldn't it?
There is no relationship. That's the thing. It's just so, one night.
Okay, fine.
And then I'm going to marry Hulk.
Fine. It's your choice. I was just asking for just...
Can you imagine if he hulked out and then he gave you cunnilingus? I like how I'm calling it cunnilingus. I'm being classy here, guys.
I don't know.
He'd be a gentleman.
Yeah, he seemed pretty nice. You're talking Edward Norton or Mark Ruffalo?
Oh, see, I can't stand Edward Norton. Because he's got that little puppy face, and I just can't stand puppy faces.
You know how I feel about puppy faces.
I know. This is why we have I can't even say the word.
Why we can't... Yeah, why we have contrasting.
That's the one. Views
on the whole Hawkeye thing. And also, I think, what was it, the armpit hair as well?
Oh, I explained this to you in the cinema.
It's a thing that guys have. You just deal with it.
I know, but, like, he looks like a smelly man.
Ryoka from Ranma.
Just some guys look like they smell, and he looks like one of them.
I thought it looked clean. It looked good. He looked like he had mousse in his hair.
No, that looked really tacky, like he was a 12-year-old boy discovering gel for the first time.
Oh, really? Because she thought Ace's hair was awesome, too?
Yeah, because, like, you haven't seen his hair prior.
Yes, I have. Oh, yeah. You mean with the haircut before he gelled it? Because I'd seen his hair before.
It was, like an afro, a spiky afro, and I was like, no one does that. No one.
Yeah. I will say, too much gel does bother me, but I like mousse.
See, you're not going
to... Saw a guy once, and he was like, I gelled my hair for you, and I was like... You should have just left it. Use mousse, because mousse got that cute little... So I'm saying, I think it would look good. He moosed his hair.
No, I'm not feeling it. And
I would imagine that, here's what I say, that having sex with Loki would be a lot like the mind rape. You'd just finish kind of hollow. You'd be like, oof.
I think I'd blow his mind, to be honest. You wouldn't know what to do with me.
Oh, yeah, so if we're in the same universe right now...
Yeah, I would bang your husband.
You bang Loki.
I bang your husband.
You bang Loki before I marry him.
Yeah, and you bang Hawkeye before I kill him.
But I killed the Hulk.
You killed my husband. I think you were the meanest out of this universe.
I feel like I'm doing him a favour. If we're talking Mark Ruffalo...
If he's married to me, you're doing him a favour.
Oh, well, deal with it. You could have chosen to kill Loki.
I like this, because that means I'm not married to anyone, and I banged Loki, and I killed Hawkeye.
So, and you're a free agent. I'm free to pursue other interests.
Yeah, like,
Kirby Smurders.
Kirby Smurders. Steve Sturfrogers.
Steve
Sturster.
See, no, Steve Rogers. Then, like, after I've had my little fling, I'd be like, I'm ready to settle down with my primo.
Let's go dancing.
Yeah, let's go dancing, primo. I'm going to call him primo from now on.
Why primo? What a bring.
Premature ejaculation. I've been calling him primo the whole time. Why do you think I was calling him primo?
I don't know. I was like, there's a reason. I'm like, prima donna?
No, premature? Premature Kirby Smurders?
I'm gonna make a nasal spray for that now. All the Avengers jokes. One in three.
Alright, so let's say goodbye.
Yep, so till next week. Just,
this was the meta.
Yeah, head by the blog if you got stuff to say, or on Twitter.
This is not, you need to give a little bit more of a...
head by the blog if you've got something you want to say to us, if you want to do a Kill Bang Mary, or if you want to set terms for the Kill Bang Mary.
And tune in for next week for more fan service.
And we got Twitter if you want to tweet at us, or if you want to follow us. I will be updating it, and V will give me stuff to write.
I will?
You did with the Claudia Carvin thing.
Oh, well, I will.
She'll help.
I will be there.
There's a Tumblr somewhere. There's a Facebook somewhere.
Do we have a Facebook? Oh, we do.
Yeah, we do. We sure as hell do.
I'm not a friend of it, though, so...
Like, really? I friended it.
So if there's one person there that's not Rin, cut that out.
I'll just unfriend it.
Just unfriend it.
I'll refriend later.
No.
This is just like meta. It's like things within things
Oh, the bigger picture. Look at it. All right. Well, thank you for listening. And
to our beta of the meta podcast.
The beta of the meta podcast. I like it. Stay classy.
Stay classy.
We need a sign off.
Tune in next week and there'll be more fan service.
Woo! I like ya, I want ya, we can do this the easy way or the hard way.